This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. And we've got Chapter 6, Vatican Abdicator, on the way on this episode. The Eldred have been attacking the UIN and just went after their holdings on Mars, all because the leader from the ancient enemy they accidentally let loose from about a million years of suspended animation, Dolomei, had positioned himself as Ibn al-Dolomei, the new leader of the UIN. Dolomei had used his superior mental powers to control the UIN's former leader, Ibn al-Salid. The Eldred chased off Dolomei with their attack, and BC brought in UTZ ships as a sort of cavalry, and was at least able to stop the Eldred from wiping out all humanity on Mars. Now BC is going to try to take the next step and unify the human race against their alien enemies. He's about to pick up Ibn al-Salid off the surface of Mars in Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator, coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. I want to thank my patrons for supporting Glow in the Dark Radio. And if you want to become a patron and do the same, you can do so at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Or go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and follow the link to Patreon. You can sign up to do that for $2, $5, or $10 a month and help keep Glow in the Dark Radio going. And a big thank you again to you, if you're a patron already. Thank you for doing this and keeping us going, all my patrons. It is the last day of the Smashwords sale, as I'm putting this out on Saturday the 9th. It is the final day of the Smashwords Read and Ebook Week sale. And so you can still get the Vatican Assassin Trilogy or the Adventures of Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus, the collections. Both of those are half price for this week or today for 50% off, $2.49 for the ebooks, each a piece for this week. And again, the sale ends today, March 9th, or if you're listening a little later, I'm sorry, you lost a chance to do that one, but other sales will come around. And that's about all I have for book news. So we're going to get into Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Now here's Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC's ship bumps down with a soft thud. He waits on the bridge while al-Salid is brought on board. The ship is only on the ground for about 30 seconds and then it surges up and away off the surface. Al-Salid appears on the bridge. His eyes are sunken, red-rimmed and underlined with dark circles, as if he hasn't slept in days. Deep creases now line his face, his skull sharply outlined underneath his weathered brown skin. My God,
He looks 20 years older.
I am beginning to remember things. I have not been myself. I must apologize. Alcide bows. Please, Beast, he says. You are under the mental influence of Dolome. He is not what he seems.
Yes, I see that now. I am beginning to see much that was not clear to me. It is as if clouds are clearing, as if a darkness is lifting.
Dolome is an alien, Alcide. A very old and very powerful alien. He might look like us, but he's not really like us. His people lived 1,000,000 years ago. The human race are somehow offspring of theirs, of his race. But we are not like them, BC tries to explain.
How do you know all this? And how do you know so much of these aliens, the Eldred, if you are not allied with them?
Alcide presses. Tim, I wish you could remember, BC says, shaking his head. You used to know all this. You met with them yourself. The Eldred were in contact with the Project for a couple of years, but they weren't our allies. I've only heard of them in the recent past. I traveled to Eldrei, like you did. I spoke to the eldest of the Eldred, just as you did. Frowning, Alcide shakes his head.
I have no memory of that.
The Eldred were trying to figure us out. They had already sent the plague to cut our numbers. They wanted to understand these wars we fight. They called each of us out there to explain our religions, our ideas about God, stuff like that.
I think I would remember that. And why would they call you out to speak of religion?
I was the Pope, BC explains. My God, how much of his memory did Dolome wipe away?
Really?
Alcide arches an eyebrow.
Not anymore?
Not anymore. I thought it would get in the way of the war stuff, you know? But both you and I visited the Eldred, and then I was supposed to visit you on Mars, but when I did, you threw me in a cell.
That I remember, Alcide admits.
His forehead scrunches up.
I don't remember much before that. The plague, of course. Aldolome said it was the Kaliknaga, your Eldred. But these Eldred were curious about us humans, were they?
They were. We were different enough from the ancient enemy that they didn't know what to expect from us. We kept them curious and off guard, I guess, until Dolome arrived. Then it all changed. They seem to have decided that despite our curiosities, we now pose an inherent danger that they can no longer suffer to live. Alcide shakes his head.
I feel pieces missing in my memory. And so I believe you. Ibn al-Dolome has done something to me. I did not think such things were possible.
If these are the ways of the ancient enemy...
I do not believe we are like the ancient enemy, Campion. The mistakes of the past should not be repeated. But we must stand up to these aliens, Kaliknaga or Eldred, whatever they are called. Look at what they've done. They will destroy us for our own good, I'm sure. I know this line of thinking.
Sir, we've got company on the display.
BC sees 10 new green dots appear. Must be the ship's Wentworth set.
Uh-oh, we've got more company coming in, sir,
the pilot says. The heads-up display begins to fill with small light blue dots. The Eldred are returning in force.
All right, begin transmitting and loop it when I tell you to,
BC says.
Attention, Eldred craft. This is Bernard Campion. I am in command of the fleet you see in front of you. Mars is now under my protection. Dolome has left this planet and its orbit. Your war is with him, not us. Do not fire on these targets, or there will be no turning back. We will be at war. All you could learn from us, all we could share, will be lost.
BC watches the display continue to fill with light blue dots.
Loop it and keep sending it on all channels.
There are so many light blue dots, BC can't count them anymore. More continue to appear.
Are you repeating that message? BC asks the pilot.
Yes, sir, no response yet.
What's happening with their ships?
They're hanging just beyond our weapons range.
Interesting.
Any response?
No, sir, not yet.
BC turns from the graphic heads-up display and looks at another view screen that shows a distant close-up on the Eldred ships.
countless sleek silvery slivers shimmering on a field of stars. Even as he looks back over at the heads-up, more light blue dots blip in.
Bernard Campion?
A quiet, measured, Eldred voice says over the comm. Here, he replies.
Reminds me of an old school teacher.
We know Dolome has gone. We have dispatched our forces to try and track down his ship. But this place and these people have been tainted, contaminated by the ancient enemy. Our inclination is to finish destroying all the holdings left on this planet. But we are not unreasonable, and we know you, Bernard Campion. If you will speak for Mars, we will listen.
Look, I can't speak for Mars, but their leader is right. Several Eldritch ships open fire, blasting energy beams down towards the Martian surface. Christ, cut that out right now! No firing on the planet, or this is total war!
If you cannot speak for the planet, you cannot do as we ask. Do we misunderstand you?
Yes. No, I mean, look. The leader of Mars is Al-Salid. He's right here, and I'm sure he'll be willing to...
He has the taint of Dolome,
the Eldred says in a matter-of-fact tone.
He also abdicated in favor of Dolome. Therefore, he is not their leader. And so I ask again, are you, Bernard Campion, their leader?
BC looks around. Al-Salid is dejected, looking at the floor, his right hand massaging his forehead as he struggles to retrieve his stolen memories. Everyone else in the room is looking right back at BC.
Al-Salid looks up at BC.
I'll sign something that says you're in charge, Campion, if that helps, Al-Salid says. They at least seem to listen to you.
Anita clears her throat and then pulls out a document sheet from a nearby printer tray. She hands it to BC. Here, I just wrote this up. It basically cedes Mars to the emergency powers of one Bernard Campion, signed Al-Salid.
That was fast, BC says, impressed.
I kind of saw this coming,
Anita says.
Hey, Captain, can we send a visual and audio signal to the Eldred?
Absolutely, it's done. The camera's here, the Captain says, pointing to a panel in front of him.
Thank you,
BC says.
Okay, I'm Bernard Campion. This is Al-Salid here, he says, gesturing over at Al-Salid. And we are signing this document. He holds it up to the camera. This puts me, BC, in charge of Mars, okay? BC nods to Al-Salid. Let's do this. BC puts the paper down on the slim desktop built into the captain's seat. Before he can ask, Anita hands him a pen.
Thanks.
BC signs and then hands the pen to Al-Salid. Al-Salid sighs, but then leans in and signs the document.
Okay, I'm in charge here now.
BC again holds the paper up to the camera's eye.
Yes, the Eldred says in a neutral tone, void of emotion. As long as it matters to you, these sort of papers do seem to be important to you humans.
They are,
Al-Salid pipes up, trying to be helpful. Okay, BC says, looking right into the camera. Now it's official. I do speak for Mars. I am not tainted by Dolome. This planet is no longer a threat to you. Dolome is the threat. I suggest you pursue him.
We are pursuing him, I assure you. We will leave this world alone for now,
the Eldred finishes. Their ships begin disappearing from the view screen, waves of blue dots blipping off the heads-up display. The tension on the bridge melts, and the gathered group lets out a collective sigh of relief. The brief breath and break in the tension is broken as an alarm suddenly rings out. Wentworth's voice begins bursting out of the bridge's comm system.
This is Wentworth to Campion. Do you read? We've been attacked!
What the fuck? BC can't help his outburst.
It's the next station over. Robillardier. It was just hit by a UIN ship.
Dolome. Who else but? Gotta be the last surviving ancient enemy. Probably attacking with the same ship he just used to escape from Mars.
It was a raid, Wentworth says. They hit the station, grabbed supplies and people, destroyed the other ships docked there, and then took off. Hit and run. Totally different tactics than what we've seen from any UIN ship before. And the ship was fast, too. None of our ships could keep up with it.
I'll bet Dolome is tuning that ship up as they fly,
BC speculates.
That's what I'd do, Krish says. Speaking of ships.
Weren't we going to go after that Eldred ship that crashed?
Del asks, finishing the thought.
That's cute, the way you finish each other's sentences, Anita quips.
Can't wait to get your hands on it, can you, Del? BC laughs. He turns to the comm. Wentworth, we'll send what ships we can to Earth orbit. I'm using this ship for a salvage mission. We're going to try to recover an Eldred ship that went down on Mars during the battle. Do you have any idea where Dolome went after the attack?
None. What's happening with the Eldred?
I don't know, BC says, shaking his head. They've left Mars alone for now. I was able to get them to back off.
How did you accomplish that?
Wentworth says, with clear disbelief in his voice.
I told them I was now in charge of Mars. Al-Saleed signed a paper backing me up. It convinced them to leave.
Very well. Do you think we should convene the UTZ Council?
Wentworth asks him.
Will it do any good? BC asked.
That I don't know, Wentworth admits. But we should take stock of what's left, what resources we still have, and look at how we might be able to modify our production lines to speed things up.
All right, then, call a meeting, and spread the word to watch out for Dolome. He could be anywhere. You can be sure he'll strike again, if only to keep his ship fueled and his crew fed,
BC says. Some crew. Shipload of zombies, more like. I wonder if Fiza is one of them.
Wentworth out.
BC looks around the bridge. Al-Saleed catches his eye. Al-Saleed looks him directly in the eyes.
So, you are the leader of Mars now, the tired old Arab says to BC, his gaze fixed on BC.
Only emergency powers, Al-Saleed.
I need you to really run things, to take care of the survivors here, and rebuild this place.
Rebuild? I thought we should evacuate.
Never surrender, Al-Saleed.
Evacuate? Admit defeat? Retreat? Not really my style, BC tells him. Since when? Anita cracks.
BC shoots her a look.
You'll have whatever resources I can get you. Anything the UTZ can provide. I'll make sure of it when the council meets.
Well then, okay,
he sighs. Exhaustion weighs heavy in his voice.
I will agree to this,
he says, looking down at the deck. He looks back up at BC.
I should be going. Could you put me back down on the surface? There is much work to do,
Al-Saleed says.
We can, BC tells him. The pilot brings the ship down. They land near what's left of the spaceport and seal their ship up to an emergency airlock in the side of one of the remaining domes. Al-Saleed nods to BC. He turns and leaves the bridge. After a minute, the pilot informs BC. He's clear. All right, let's go see if there's anything left of that Eldred ship.
BC can't hide his excitement.
Yes, sir, taking off now. Their Stinger ship rises from the surface, kicking up clouds of sand and dust as they blast off. They accelerate sharply, but a moment later they slow down. How long till we're at the crash site? BC asks the pilot.
We're here. It impacted right here, but damn.
Damn?
There's nothing left. The pilot puts a close-up of the nearby surface of Mars on the view screen. A crater marks where the Eldred ship came down, but the only sign left of their vessel is a spray of fine silver shards lining one side of the crater.
Looks like we go back empty-handed this time,
Krish observes.
It would have been nice to take a look at their technology,
Del muses in disappointment.
We need to find a way to disable and capture an Eldred ship, before its crew has a chance to self-destruct the thing, BC declares. Well, Krish, Del, there's your new project. Come up with a way to capture an Eldred ship.
What? Now it's our job,
Krish Mach complains.
I always enjoy a challenge,
Del says with a hint of a smile crossing his face.
Shit,
BC says.
What is it, BC?
Anita asks, with concern in her voice.
Now I've got to go to the UTZ meeting,
BC says, frowning.
There are worse things,
Krish points out.
You can put it off a little longer,
Del observes,
as you need to give us a ride back to the asteroid base.
An excellent point, Del. Best news I've heard today.
BC smiles.
Pilot, let's go back to base.
On our way, sir, the captain answers.
The ship pulls up and away from the red planet.
That was Chapter 6 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC is in charge of Mars now, too. Well, kind of. He got the Eldred to back off and not kill everyone on the planet, which is a plus. But now it seems Dolomei is raiding space stations for supplies. He's dangerous. And so are the Eldred. BC brings Krishandel back to the asteroids and then plots humanity's next moves in Chapter 7 of Vatican Abdicator on our next episode. A reminder that if you're listening to this on the first day it's out on Saturday the 9th, you have a chance to take advantage of the Smashwords Read an Ebook Week sale, although this is the last day. You can get both the Vatican Assassin Trilogy and the Adventures of Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus for 50% off. They're just $2.49 through the 9th. And if you're listening afterwards, I'm sorry that you missed the chance to get that. Also, a big thank you again to patrons. If you're a patron, thank you, because you keep this going. And it is, you know, a substantial part of how I keep the podcast going. If you want to become a patron, just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And that is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.